Well, population pressure has been a tricky issue for successive governments to deal with. You might remember the Rudd Labor government wanted a big Australia for a while, then stopped talking about that. This coalition government has tried to rein in population growth by cutting migration numbers. Paul Bongiorno is our regular political commentator in our Parliament House studios this morning. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Fran.
So what do you make of Alan Tudge's plan? Is it enough to tackle congestion, or does the government need a longer-term vision of how big or small it wants this country to be?
Well, Australia needs a longer-term vision that the politicians can agree on. Don't forget that until we had the transition from Tony Abbott to Malcolm Turnbull, the federal government really wasn't too interested in trains. So we do now seem to have both sides of politics, or the politicians realising that infrastructure has fallen behind and we should be do more in planning and in spending. You might remember during the Howard years, John Howard said that all of these problems were for the states, and the states at that time all happened to be Labor states. So there's a lot of politics has gotten in the way here. There's no doubt that the discussion from the city's minister is playing into the volatile immigration issue, which has a tendency, I think, to inflame any discussion. There is no doubt, for example, that immigration is a driving factor, for example, behind One Nation voters. And I noticed today that there's some new research saying that immigration, of course, is an economic and a key economic driver. So all of this has got to be taken into account. I think you were right to put to the minister that we've been talking about these things for 30 years, fast trains and all this sort of thing. I think the voters are now wanting to see the colour of the money and wanting to see things actually being built.
And how important is bipartisanship on this? Bill Shorten offered, and it's true, Alan Tudge said is true. He released to the media the letter he sent to Scott Morrison over the weekend. It was rebuffed totally. And certainly politics were being played, no doubt, in kind of a stunt there, I suppose, from Scott Morrison. But bipartisanship is essential here, and we're not even close.
We're not even close, but I mean, what's driving that, of course, is that congestion is a major political issue. It's a huge headache, and it makes voters angry, and that's why both the opposition and the government want to be seen to be doing something. And I think that's what this speech is all about today. And I think it's also what Bill Shorten's letter to the Prime Minister was all about.
Yeah.
But it is true that unless both sides of politics can find fairly substantial common ground, well, the billions of dollars aren't going to be allocated and spent.
In contrast, the government doesn't want to be seen to be doing anything, or doesn't intend to be doing anything particular further in terms of cutting emissions, even in the face of those dire warnings from the IPCC report yesterday. The Prime Minister said he's sticking to electricity prices are the priority. His Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormick, we heard on AM, again, he said just because somebody has some sort of report recommending some things, basically doesn't mean the government has to do it. They're not going to consider closing down coal in two decades, that's for sure. This is a challenge. This notion around coal and moving away from coal completely by the mid-century is a challenge for Labor and Liberal.
Yes, it is a challenge, and there is no doubt that a majority of Australians over a number of years now believe that climate change is real, and they want governments, state and federal, but particularly federal governments, to do something real about it. We're going to have a litmus test for this in Wentworth. I'm told that Liberal campaign workers are finding that a lot of Liberal supporters, while they're accepted that that Malcolm Turnbull's fate, they haven't accepted that what he stood for, particularly when it came to energy policy and climate policy, is something that the Liberal Party should also ditch. And that's why climate and climate change policy is playing very strongly in that electorate. And I'm told by several metropolitan Liberals that they fear that unless Scott Morrison can come up with a credible climate and energy policy, it will play badly at the general election. So this is a hot political issue, probably as hot as climate change itself. And I think Australians have every right to demand that our political leaders come up with something real. One of the problems is that it is so divisive for the coalition, not only within the Liberal Party, but between the Liberal Party and the National Party. Mm. And I'm told that these issues will rear again, particularly after Wentworth.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is a columnist with the Saturday paper, and not easy either within Labor, I think, this issue. Coming up after 8, we'll be speaking with the Shadow Climate and Energy Minister Mark Butler about the IPCC report.